Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz coming to you from Lincoln Financial Field, the Pepsi Plaza. You can feel the energy of the game starting to take hold of the building, right?
Yeah.
There's a little bit of a breeze now for some reason that makes it feel like football to me. They're all setting up all the stuff that's out here in the plaza.
I mean, Tornado Shapiro might be right.
That it's a 50-50 shot of rain?
Yeah.
It does look like it.
You doubted him. I mean, there's a reason why he's the most accurate weather predictor in the history of the world.
The most famous and accurate weather predictor. Yeah. Nick Foles will be on the pregame show here with Joe and Ike and Hugh at 7:20. So that is coming up tonight as well. Looking to find out whether you are more confident or more a little nervous for tonight. 215-592-9494. I can tell you one guy who isn't nervous at all, I would expect. That is Rios in North Philly. You're on WIP. Rios.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What up, Rios?
What's going on, man?
It's game day, baby.
Yeah, you know what time it is. Let me tell y'all something, man. Look, everybody listening, look, I just need people to be violent, very disrespectful. Go ahead and put your loved ones to bed, and let's go hunting for some damn dinner. And, yo, Spike, my guy, I ain't going to let you go out like that. I hear you a little nervous, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Hey, yo, Buzz, hit the music. Open up the damn link and bring the threat of the vet back to the concrete jungle. Monday night football, bright lights, all eyes on us on the world stage. Snot nose, bloody clothes, anything goes. And if anyone is scared, stay home. Have your woman hold you and cover you up. Put a thermometer in your mouth and binge on Lifetime because it's freaking game day. And as far as I call it, it's D-Day, damn it. New day to promote violence and salivate over our own plate. And how do we marinate our own plate? By putting blood on our own grass. And you know it's time to be disrespectful. These suckers coming into our house trying to go in our fridge. Put they feet up, lay in our bed, and beat Joni? No, not in Philly. What will Rios do? Hey, y'all ask? Well, I'ma tell y'all. I'm in my home, while I lay my bed, where I'm at peace, the magazine will end empty. So, gentlemen, kiss the baby. Kiss your lady. Turn into the warrior and don't look back. It's time to decapitate these suckers. So turn into a M249 song and watch them fall and marinate our grass. Create and elevate the fear throughout the National Football League. Have the freaking refs fearing us. Seek and destroy by any means necessary so that you have no choice but to turn your asses in to the Philadelphia Police Department tonight with nothing but smiles on your mugshot. We are not to be messed with. Every opposition is standing in our way to our ultimate goal, and that's Mission 59. And we don't discriminate. We will give every opposition the same treatment of love we provide. And y'all know what that is? The hospitality of tasting your own freaking blood. So get the look up, F them all, and straight business like my man Nicky Nine had at the Super Bowl. Yeah, it's his day, and make this a day he would never forget because he deserves it, and he is Philly. And when we needed him, he served nothing but disrespect on our way to taking home that damn Super Bowl trophy. So everyone, bring the violence to the league tonight, and Ike.
Yes.
Against your neck roll and knock the hell out of a freaking intern over there at WIP. Great training, you know what I mean? Yo, I am Rios. I am AKA the Star Major of Philly for Hunter Park, Badlands, North Philly. I walk in the smoke, and I want the smoke. So let the violence be with you. And if you need me, then put the freaking blood on the grass. Peace.
Get my neck, bro!
Wow. Did he tell you to assault an intern?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm just making
sure. Yes. Said put me, yeah.
Well, you know, well, who needs interns? They've earned it.
Yeah. They got to earn their keep somehow. Yeah. Stand up over here. Let me just run right into you with a forearm.
So the show's been on the air for 2.5 hours so far today.
Yes.
And so far, two callers have instructed the producer to start their music.
Tornado and Rios.
Yeah.
They're getting good at this.
Yeah.
Well, listen, when they can produce...
Very entitled.
When they can produce their own content, you appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Rios thing... The Rios game day calls are so intense.
Yes.
He starts with a request for violence. He talks about...
Marinate the grass?
Yeah.
Blood.
Taste your own blood.
Yeah.
And at one point, he sort of... asked himself to do something and then did it.
Yeah.
He's like, you guys asked me to, and no one asked of him.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Unbelievable.
That's when he went into third person.
Yep.
Yep.
Just an amazing caller.
Violence gets results.
Yep. We
all know this.
Although I will say, I miss when we would say something back to him. What is that called?
Call and response?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
That made it fun last week.
Yes.
Yeah, sometimes he'll give you the.
Involve us too.
Yeah, sometimes he'll do that.
Yep.
Sometimes he won't. Don't force it.
No?
Yeah. Don't tell Rios what to do,
yeah, exactly.
Jeff. I'm doing my best not to.
Yeah. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. Yosh!
Man, you gonna make me follow my little brother like that? That boy got me ready to go home and walk around the house like a gorilla and bang my chest. I'm so hyped. Good God almighty.
I didn't know where you were going.
Well, I got to call him. That's why he... See, your mind, itchy eye, you always somewhere else. That's why we are, like, he is in my phone as blood on the grass. Like, I ain't even got no grass and I want to put some blood on the daggone grass. We going to win this game tonight, man. I feel very good. Know why? Because Spike is very nervous, and that makes me feel good. Jack, it's a good fight, but I don't think Saquon going to have that night. He going to get 50 yards. And Jalen gonna show everybody why they shouldn't have been talking all week. He can target more than AJ. I'm going with Dallas Goedert again. Mm-hmm. Dallas Goedert.
There you go.
Say his name right. I'm going with him. I'm going with him again. He gonna get 88 yards. Ike, his number.
Okay.
And 2 touchdowns. Ron Dotson gonna get one. And I just feel
plus 320.
Is Nikki sick tonight? What's that, baby?
Nothing. Just giving
saying,
up the odds.
Dawson's odds.
2 touchdowns is plus 3,300.
Yeah, I was gonna say plus 320 is not bettable odds.
It's
I don't
not
think
great
for John
it's not great
Dawson.
Odds.
Yeah,
but 2 touchdowns.
Well, y'all knew, I don't know how to bet. All I do is not bet straight up. Bet me $50. That's all I know. I don't know parlays. None of that.
Yeah, you're very old school that way. Yeah, you're old school.
Yep.
I am. Bet $100. Catch at me when you lose. That's how I bet. I don't know nothing about parlays. One day you got to teach me, Jack. What's that? I feel good. I think the defense going to go out there and excel tonight. Quinion Mitchell picks it. I'm calling it. I hear it.
Plus 600.
What's that? I feel great, man. I just feel good about tonight. Jalen has just looked so comfortable all week. The little thing he did with Jason Kelce, everybody thinking they ain't friends no more. The interview looked very lovable. He looked pleasant. He looked comfortable. He looked loose. The daggone presser still got me hyped. The boy just make me feel like he going to go out there and do his thing tonight. I feel like the D-Edges, they going to do a little bit of dirt tonight, too. I feel great. Rios, I'm going to go home and smoke with my wife for a minute, boy. What's that? You got me hyped. Might jump a cat so they can scratch me a thumb. I'm
high.
Go Bronze, baby.
Wow.
Did he say he's going to try to get his cat to scratch him?
Something like that.
Yep.
There's a lot going on in these calls.
Listen, it's game day.
Yeah, we're getting closer and closer.
And we're saying, here's the thing. We don't normally get to talk to the fans on game day.
On game day. No.
Yeah, which is usually a Sunday.
And we've had actually 2 straight shows.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, game day, Monday night.
Now, not to ruin game day, but I did just see Howard walk by. Very dismissive of everyone.
Shocker.
Yes.
Who'd have guessed?
Look good, though.
Big game asking.
He's game ready.
Who do you think's going to look better tonight, Elliott or Howard?
Ooh.
Well, I tell you, Elliott got his work cut out for him.
Yeah, he does.
I like the King's little ensemble he had on. Got a haircut. Looks
He's
good.
Ready.
For what reason? I mean, listen.
It's a nationally televised
game tonight.
He's on TV.
He's on Monday Night Football. You know he's he always.
Come on, Jack. It's Monday Night War.
You know he's on radio. Finds the camera. He finds the camera.
I think it's a dick camera.
No.
And first of all, you know, you'll see the guys come in tonight. They're not coming to the game with a sweatsuit on and... You get Monday Night Football outfits tonight.
Yeah, that's why I wore my best. A nice polo and some shorts.
I need to see Jalen's fit to see where QB1 is at tonight.
Yeah. He wore his best. That is a free shirt you got, Jack.
No, it is.
Yeah.
But it's a good item.
It is a good one.
I know you're not a polos man.
Nah, I'll wear that one. I got that one too. Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
and I texted Ike this morning because I didn't want
didn't
us
want
to
show up with the
same shirt on.
Yes.
There are a lot of predictions that mean a lot. Obviously, Ike's prediction means a lot, you know, what Vegas is thinking. But there is one prediction that means the most. It will come at the end of this call, but our weekly game.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Guest, Tommy from Down the Shore.
It's Tommy Down the Shore.
Yeah, why? Yes, Mike.
Tommy Down the Shore.
I love baloney.
He likes to thank Ike Grace and then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the Shore.
Tommy, what up?
Yeah, why? Yes, Mike. Yes, Jack. Baloney time, baby.
It is baloney time.
I'm good, man. Oh, what a glorious day, right? I mean, listen, this is Monday Night Football, the Birds, and it's a Nick Foles celebration. I mean, this is history in the making, ain't it?
It is. I mean, you, as somebody, as a Baloney'sman like yourself, you must be a huge Foles guy.
Of course. All of us Baloney'smen, we're like the biggest subset of the Nick Foles fan base. You know what I mean? Because let me tell you something. Listen, we all love Nick Foles, right? I mean, he's beloved by millions. You know what I mean? He's not just a legend, but he's like one of the greatest human beings on planet Earth. You know what I mean? And I would like to isolate, if you guys are up for it, a few characteristics as to what I think makes this guy so special. You guys ready?
We'd love to on Nick Foles Day.
Listen, first off, toughness, right? Toughness. Nick Foles is so tough. He could have stepped into the octagon with Dolph Lundgren in Dolph Lundgren's prime. And you know what? Dolph Lundgren wouldn't have stood a chance against Nick Foles. You know what I mean?
Tommy, Dolph Lundgren was an actor that was in a boxing movie. Why would he be in the octagon?
Yeah, but I mean, he was built though, right?
He was built. He was built. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Remember he told Stallone, he said, I must break you. You know what I mean? He couldn't
yep.
break him.
If yeah. he dies, he dies. Yeah. Yep.
Right, okay. Exactly. Well, if Nick Foles is in there, you know who would have gotten their asses kicked? It would have been Dolph Lundgren.
Okay, good point.
Next, even more importantly, we all agree, Nick Foles is a wonderful human being. Such a nice guy, right?
He is.
Nick Foles is so nice. Every time he walks into a room, a flock of doves flies in right behind him. I've seen it firsthand. I've seen it. You guys have seen it too, right? I mean, it happens almost every time from what I understand.
Well, I can't say that I've ever personally seen a flock of doves appear when Nick Foles walks in, but it wouldn't surprise me.
But it feels like it does.
It does.
It's like
it
a
does.
Ray of sunshine. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You know what I mean? And finally, Nick Foles has so much heart. He has so, I'm getting emotional here, you know what I mean? He has so much heart, so much E-M-O-T-I-O-N emotion.
Emotion.
Emotion. You guys know what I'm talking about. Every time he looks at an onion, he makes it cry. Just like I'm about to start crying right now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's so much more to it, but this is just a little snapshot of why I think this guy is just so special.
Well, we all agree, and none of us are surprised that you love Nick Foles. He is a Philadelphia hero, and you are Philadelphia, Tommy.
That's right.
Even though you're from down the shore.
Absolutely. But if you're from down the shore, you're Philly, too. It's all kind of connected.
Absolutely.
Right? It's all the same. And listen, just because, you know, I want to pay tribute to our guy here, Nick Foles. You guys remember the singer Rick Astley from the 80s?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Rick Astley. I would like to do a little medley of two of his hits just as a tribute to our guy Nick, if you guys are up for it. Real quick.
And this beautiful. Is just, we'd love for you to sing a Nick Foles-Rick Astley combination. Go ahead, Tommy.
It's on behalf of Eagles Nation. Here we go. You guys ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
We've been together for so long. Your heart is aching, but you're too shy to say. I just want to tell Nick how I'm feeling. Gonna make him understand. Together forever, forever, Nick Foles. Together forever, Nicky Foles. And then she's no, I would give heaven and earth to be forever and ever with Nick Foles.
Wow, that was quite inventive how you just took the song and put Nick Foles' name in it a few times, Tommy.
Yeah, it wasn't my most creative endeavor. It was more just heartfelt. You know what
it
I mean?
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful. We all have it. We're misting up over here. We're about to cry.
Jack Spike, I can hear you guys crying over the radio because I'm so emotional today. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just because it's Nick Foles. I don't know. It's first season. I'm just really feeling so much emotion.
Now, speaking of quarterbacks, how did you think Jalen played last week?
Well, you know, like, I'm hearing a lot of criticism for Jalen. Okay, mm-hmm. And look, I'll admit, there were some decisions that were questionable. Maybe some of the criticisms are justified, but I have a theory as to why his decision-making was not its absolute best, okay? Let's take a step back from this.
Okay.
This was the first game of the season, right? First game of the season. And he did play in preseason, right? He didn't play in preseason at all, did he? No.
Nope.
I don't think he did. He didn't play in preseason. Not only was the season opener, but it was in another country. It was in Brazil. You know what I mean? He had to get on a long flight, much longer than any flight he's ever going to take through the whole season, and then finally, it was on a Friday. Who ever heard of an NFL game on a Friday? Am I right?
Tommy, it just sounds like you're making excuses for him. They all had to get on a plane, and they all had to play on Friday.
That's true. But the quarterback position is the hardest position in sports.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right? And so, listen, here's the point I'm making. And if you're a QB, not that I really know firsthand, but I know from my love of the game, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yep. You got to get into routine, and you got to get into a rhythm. Because of all these things that undermine his routine and his rhythm, I think it threw him off. Once he settles in to his rhythm, like we all know he can do it, then his decision-making is going to get much better. What do you guys think?
Well,
I hope so.
Yeah, fingers crossed, Tommy.
I believe in it, though, T.
Yeah, I mean, where do you guys rank Jalen amongst QBs? Because I keep hearing all these different deliberations and lists. Like, where is he?
15 to 20.
No.
Yeah.
15 to 20, Jack.
12.
I got him like 8 to 10.
15 to
20.
8 to 10. Not top five?
But the ability to get to top five.
Top five. Well, let's see. It's got to begin tonight, right? It's got to be.
Yep.
I'm a little disappointed that there's no AJ, right? But it's okay because we got so much offensive firepower on this team.
So I'm
a little disappointed you guys don't put him a little higher, though, right? Or am I just not seeing it clearly?
Well, here's the thing,
Tommy. Once he cleans up these turnovers, I mean, when you go back to not just this past game, but you go back to last year, he cleans that stuff up. He's back in the top five easily. I mean, I'm looking at guys around the league yesterday. Guys are struggling a little bit, just like Jalen was.
Ike's having a normal conversation with Tommy down the shore.
Yep. Yeah.
Absolutely. Not because I
breaking it down
know,
like a caller.
I know what Ike means, though. Ike's right, because if you compare him to everybody else, it's different, but it's the same. You know what I mean? I don't know what I mean. But it means something. Meant something when I said it, although not really.
What do you think about swapping out bologna for maybe some sausage or a hot dog for Folesy tonight?
Whoa, slow down.
I can. You know what? If I understand, Nick Foles loves a good hot dog or a good spicy sausage, right?
Oh, love a good spicy sausage.
Yeah.
As a tribute to Nick, I would absolutely put away the bologna. Yeah, you know, put it in the freezer. You know what I mean?
Perhaps a footlong sausage.
Yeah, a footlong.
Yeah. Yes.
So spicy sausage.
Yeah. So Tommy, you want to give us your prediction for tonight?
Yes, I would love to give my prediction.
Why is your voice cracking?
Because I told you, Jack, I'm emotional. You know what I mean?
Are you crying, Tommy?
I have been. I've been crying this whole time. You guys didn't hear? I've been crying this whole call. It's an emotional thing.
Of course.
This team stinks. This Atlanta team stinks. Kirk Cousins stinks. We're going to really hit our stride. I'm going 37-17 Hurts.
There he is.
There, he's back.
Welcome back, buddy.
He's back.
Oh, good to be back. Good to be back.
All right, Tommy. We will talk to you next week, buddy.
Thanks so much, fellas. You guys are the best. Let's go, Birdskill. I love Nick Foles. Yeah, baby.
Tommy crying,
per usual.
Because he loves Nick Foles so much.
Well, Nick Foles just tweeted out that he's driving down Broad Street, so maybe he was listening to Tommy.
Did he happen to include a link to his merch?
Nah, didn't see that.
Okay.
I might need to get myself a dad season hat, though.
Yeah.
As a dad guy.
Oh, and you're about to be a dad again.
Yeah. Yep. I'm
still a dad, just, you know.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
I would love to get the Foles merch, but he doesn't sell the style of hat that I wear.
What style of hat do you wear?
Well, I just like, God,
you're such
certain
a snob on hats.
It's not I'm a hatsman.
Well, are you a t-shirt man or a hatsman?
I'm both.
That's true.
Both.
I guess you can be both.
Yeah. You don't have any kids, you get as many t-shirts and hats as you want.
As you want. Yep.
Coming up next is everyone's favorite portion of the WIP afternoon show, Top 5 of 5. Jack, what do we have to look forward to?
An all-time piece of WIP audio.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, is it a new piece of WIP audio?
Yes.
Oh, I think I know what it is. It's actually, Ike, we might play it 5 times in a row. It might take the whole 5 o'clock hour.
All right.
Yeah, it's something to listen for.
Okay.
So that is coming up next on the WIP.
And Elliot.
And Elliot. Elliot joins us for the 5 p.m. hour and our predictions at 5:30. That is all up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Lincoln Financial Field at the Pepsi Plaza, taking you all the way up to Eagles pregame.